You know, it used to be said that it's not what you know, but who you know. Or perhaps today it's not just who you know, but what is your system of guidance? You know, I'm still familiar with those days of trying to navigate around the world just using a paper map or the road atlas. It was pretty frustrating a lot of the time that you wouldn't be able to really know exactly where you were, so what the turn was that you needed to kind of make. These days, it's certainly much easier once you know you get into the car and slot your phone into the cradle, connect it to the car system. You know, you're able just to speak the destination that you want to head for, and it will give you that, you know, gentle guidance along the way. In 200 meters, prepare to turn left, all those kinds of things. And invariably, there will be that recalculating. As it renegotiates, it tells you, you know, what's the fastest, most efficient way, what the tolls are going to cost, whether there's going to be speed cameras or roadworks along the way. It certainly is a very different system. And in some ways, our first reading introduces us to God's divine guidance. We're introduced to this beautiful character of Lady Wisdom. And Lady Wisdom is there at the very beginning of creation. Lady Wisdom was there offering those insights, calling us into our original purpose and plan. Lady Wisdom was there to, as part of God's creative work. Lady Wisdom was the one that would call us out of the chaos of the darkness into that wonderful light. It was Lady Wisdom that would guide us into what was truly good in the sight of God. The problem of Eve in the garden was that she chose what was good in her own eyes rather than choosing what was eternally good, what was truly, objectively good. I mean, we know that choice. We know that situation in our own lives when we kind of think, oh, that looks like a good idea. That looks like something that would be pleasing to do. But that's not the fundamental question. Coming to a deeper level is what Lady Wisdom, on behalf of the Spirit of God, is inviting us into. On this feast of the Holy Trinity, it's not just this abstract celebration of the three persons in one God, but this invitation into this system of response. How can we more deeply engage in the world? How can we be the people that God has called us and crafted us to be? And it's in listening to the Spirit of truth, as Jesus invites us in our gospel today, the Spirit that will lead us into all truth, knowing that Jesus is there representing the Father, knowing that Jesus has had that profound experience of being loved deeply and generously by the Father. And so he invites us into this friendship in order that we might also live lives of value and worth, that we might be able to receive that guidance from the wisdom of God in order that we can be in the world in the way that we're meant to be, to live lives that are just, to live lives that are noble, to live lives that are creative, to live lives that respond to the needs of the people around us. That we're never meant to be this little isolated bubbles, but we're meant to be so infused by the Spirit of God that we are able to share that gift so generously with those around us. We can pray indeed, as we did last Sunday, for this renewal of the gift of the Holy Spirit to be present in our lives, to let this Spirit of love and mercy and kindness so fill us that naturally we want to continue to choose the way of wisdom, that we want to do right, we want to do what is good in the eyes of God, that the Spirit of the Lord will so fill us that we long to be part of that creative work, that we want to be part of that redeeming and sanctifying work of the Holy Trinity, that naturally we are called into that space of goodness and grace and light and peace. Let's really pray that the Spirit of the Lord will fill us, that we don't have to do this journey alone, that the Spirit can show us the way, the Lady Wisdom can guide us into the way of goodness, The Lady Wisdom can open our hearts to things that are truly good. So that whenever in those decisions that we make, whether it's the myriad little decisions or those larger things that impact more deeply upon our lives, that whenever we face any of those moments of decision, that we can rest in that gentleness, that we can take that pause just to sit in the space and to allow the God of love and the God of grace to fill us, to allow that Spirit to call us more deeply into His truth so that we're able to respond as the people that we've been called and created to be, that we can become the church that God wants us to be, responding to His call, being part of His wisdom, and sharing that love and that grace with others in the world.